For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake. I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of interesting information, a lot of variety, all about you and your health. And the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. Now you can visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane, and you get expert advice in both places. Village Green does carry many, many lines of supplements, and they have their own pathway products. So take a look when you have the time. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next week you can tune in for Kevin's interview with Dr. Mensah and Dr. Bowen on understanding the teenage brain. Now, our guest today is Mega Foods' Buddy Ojeda, and our topic is local sustainable food systems, supplements, and back-to-school nutrient formulas. So this is very, very timely. And I just want to give you some background on Buddy. Buddy's been with us before. He's a certified nutritionist, health educator, and Mega Foods Eastern Regional Educator. He also is a public speaker, published author, professional broadcaster, and business owner of Training Solutions On Demand, which is an independent education and training services company in the natural products industry. And during the past 16 years, he's developed and presented numerous seminars in the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada for public audiences, healthcare practitioners, and pharmacists. So some of the topics he covers are natural health topics such as immune health, joint disorders, essential fatty acids, traditional Chinese medicine, cardiovascular health, energy management, sleep disorders, stress reduction, digestive health, energy medicine, and many other topics. So just to let you know that we're going to hone in on a few of the topics where Buddy has the expertise. So welcome to the show, Buddy.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Dana. Thank you so much.
Well, we always have an interesting discussion, so let's get started on our topic, the local sustainable food systems first.
Yeah, I'd like to share a personal story here because it just reminds me, as I thought about this topic and about what to share with you and the audience, I remember as a kid, I'm a kid from New York City, born and raised in the Bronx, what we used to affectionately call the concrete jungle. And so the closest I ever got to any foliage was my local community park, or possibly on occasion, I'd go visit the botanical gardens, you know, on a field trip with the school or with my family. And that's the extent of it. You know, everything else is pretty much brick building, and that's what you saw. So any produce or herb that I might see, you know, come home as part of my dinner or part of the diet that we were served as kids, really just, I saw that in a supermarket or in my local grocery. It was, you know, the sort of the after the market, already in the store, the type of situation. However, I do remember being, on occasion, being sent to go visit my grandma over the summer several times in Puerto Rico. And my grandmother, her name was May, my grandmother actually owned a small farm. And, you know, for me as a city kid, a small farm just didn't make any sense because for her, a small farm was like 1 or 2 acres. But for me, it was just so expansive. I mean, it looked like it took up most of the mountainside. And I remember that she would grow on this small farm things like bananas, coffee beans that she roasted herself, root vegetables, plantains, oranges, all sorts of fruits and veggies. Some of them she actually sold to local stores in the area. That's how she would make some money off of that. But she was certainly no entrepreneur. She was not in business for doing that. She mostly did that really because that's what she and my grandfather ate. They ate off the land. And they even ate off some of the chickens that they had on the farm, so the eggs every morning that they went and picked. Those were part of your fare throughout the day. The milk that you drank was from the cows that were in the field. And once again, it was really strange for me as a city kid because I'm thinking, wow, the last time I saw milk was in a carton, not coming out of a cow. And so it's only been these, you know, as I've grown older, have I really appreciated as an adult that way of life and how it really contributed to their longevity as well as their health along the way. And it's just amazing to me that sort of the movement, as we're calling it, the mega food, the movement back toward local sustainable farms, really supporting the local farmer, because if you're talking about health and wellness, you have to speak about food. And we know, research has shown this out, plus just common sense tells us, that if you're looking for the healthiest food, you're looking at plant-based foods, fruits, veggies, nuts, seeds, beans, all of that that is grown in the ground and is served to us in its original form.
Well, I like your vignette. It's it really is a good visual. And I'm sure many people shared that similar experience of not growing up with much vegetation. I do like today that we have come to value plant life around us. So local, we understand. Let's talk about sustainable and what it means to have a sustainable food system.
Well, as I mentioned, there's this movement, this push toward doing more local and sustainable farming, whether it's your local flower or herb garden that you do within the community. In fact, community gardens are growing exponentially. At last, we took a look at this and we saw that over 18,000 of these exist in the United States and in Canada. And so these local sustainable community farms are really just oases where individuals can go there, grow some of their veggies, some of their herbs that they will then use, and they're able to plant again and again food that they can basically draw from as long as the weather permits, year-round. Obviously, in the colder climates, that's a bit more of an impossibility. But local farms also, there's a huge increase in local farms growing foods for public consumption, for example, at the schools and at the universities and in the hospitals and even in the prisons. Also, there is community supported agricultural arrangements that take place, the CSAs, as they're called. And essentially, it's when an individual contracts out with a group of farmers where you get food delivered to your home or to a local place where you go pick it up, and you pay a nominal fee. For example, we're affiliated with one, so we pay $49, and every 2 weeks, we get a plethora of fruits, veggies that are in season. Most of these are organic. They're just wonderful. And for my son, who's 8 years old, it's just to see this box come home every 2 weeks. It's really wonderful for him to see. And in addition to that, you're looking at farmers markets. I mean, even in the city, if when I go back to New York and visit family and friends, or when I go there to work, yeah, you think of New York City as this hustle and bustle place, but it's also full of these small farmers markets. And there's been a meteoric rise, over 400% increase in farmers markets throughout the country. And so this whole movement of local, sustainable, whole food, fresh whole food is really taking hold. And because people are wanting to know that their food is clean, that it is as pure as possible, that it's going to be health-promoting, and that they need not worry about things like herbicides, pesticides, things like genetically modified organisms. And that's where I think that's part of the impetus behind this movement, the local and sustainable farming.
Let me ask you, buddy, how can our listeners find out in their communities where these local delivery of fresh and sustainable foods are available? How can they find that out?
Yeah, that's a very good point. So simply you can go online and just Google community supported agriculture, CSA. Now, CSA also stands for something else that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. But if you type in community supported agriculture and then you type in your local area, whether it's the Virginia, Delaware area, whether it's down here in Florida where I live, whether it's across the country, you will find that there are organizations that have the CSAs that have been developed. And often they're looking for members. They're looking for folks to join the club, so to speak. And you pay this nominal fee, and it just depends on what you're getting. But it can range from $40 to $50, maybe $60, but you're getting produce from the local area farms on a consistent basis, usually every week or every couple of weeks. I did a little research, and I looked in the area of the Maryland, Virginia, D.C. area, and I saw, and this is information from 2007 from the USDA, and so there was about 500 of these organizations available for people to join. Here in Florida, it's a little over 200. But once again, that's dated information. That's 2007. I'm sure by now it's increased. So simply going online and looking for these community-supported agricultural associations is the best way to go.
Well, it's certainly convenient. I've participated for years in a local group of neighbors, and we took our turns going to the market, which really is interesting. You learn a lot more when you're seeing what's coming in and you're making the choices for everyone. I also like the idea of new fruits and vegetables that people may not have tried. We try to tell people to eat a new food every week or one they haven't consumed in, say, 3 months, to try to rotate and keep the variety in. Tell us a little bit more about the farming and the systems and the sizes of the farms now. What is the size range of these local farms?
Well, they can vary because sometimes you're talking about several farms get together and come together to support the CSAs. So it could be a really small family farm that's barely getting by to several of these farms that come together as a group to provide the local produce. It is amazing when you think about the population in the United States. It's hovering around 300 million now, and only 2% of that population are considered farmers. So imagine 2% of the national population is supposed to support agriculturally the other 98%. Well, that's impossible to do. And what's happened with these big farms that you hear so much about, they're really in the minority, and they're laden with debt and often overburdened with responsibility. So when you look at the smaller farms, the community farms, farms that are maybe just 5-10 miles away from where you live, that's where people are gravitating toward because they can get what they need. And as you mentioned, it's really exciting because every time we get this box in, we're wondering what we get new. And we always get a surprise or two, something we didn't quite expect. And it's certainly, for my son, it's a learning experience, a really tactile experience when he sees the butternut squash come in or when he sees the artichoke come in, something typically that, you know, you're not going to see. But it's just this great relationship between the community and the local farmers. And the idea is that both benefit. And you're getting fruits that are in season. You're getting fruits that are local. If you're talking about things like honey, for example, we know that honey is best sourced locally. Now, honey, generally speaking, has a great benefit, but if you live in Florida and you're sourcing honey from California, it's not going to be as good as if you source it literally right in your local area within 20 or 25 miles. So I'm not sure if that answered your question, but I'm so excited about this really awareness of individuals saying, I'm willing to support my local farmer because I get a value from what they produce.
Well, and what you've said is so true. And by the way, we know that when you eat local bee honey or propolis, it's sort of allergy preventing because you're getting exposed to what's locally being grown. So we've used that kind of recommendation for years. Now, for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the day. And we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us because we'll be right back after this break with more information on our topic, local sustainable food systems, supplements, and back-to-school nutrient formulas.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next week, tune in for Kevin's interview with Dr. Mensah and Dr. Bowen on understanding the teenage brain. Now, our guest today is Mega Foods' Buddy Ojeda, and we've been talking about local sustainable food systems, supplements, and back-to-school nutrient formulas. So we've covered the local farming, the local sustainable food systems, but let's see how that relates to supplements, particularly with Mega Food.
Yeah, absolutely. So because we believe so much in the value of food as a company, you know, we started back in 1973, and the thought then was to provide authentic nourishment, to provide food in its or formulas in as close to a food form as possible. So what we do is we utilize food, fresh whole foods, in the formulation of our nutrients. We call them food state nutrients. And what we do is we partner up with some of these small family farms. Now, we're based in Derry, New Hampshire, so some of those farms are in that area, the New England area. For example, our cranberry supplier, a farm called Deekish Cranberries, actually supplies us a specific species of cranberry, which provides a lot of the anthocyanins and lots of phenolic compounds, because the smaller species, so there's more skin and there's more antioxidant potential in these cranberries. But we also source fruits from where I live and reside in Florida. Oranges, as well as the blueberries, are sourced from a place in central Florida called Uncle Matt's. And then we source things like organic brown rice from Arkansas. From Wisconsin, we source carrots and broccoli and cabbage. So it's certainly 100% domestic. And what we do with these small family farms is we have a relationship with them where we're, you know, we know each other. It's not this, we're not dealing with this huge agribusiness culture. We're dealing with small family farms, many of which are actually growing using organic methods, though many times they don't have the financial resources to be, quote unquote, certified organic. Nevertheless, what we do is whenever we can source organic, we will, but we still always test and verify for herbicides and pesticides. So we test, for example, for 148 different of these, 148 of these contaminants in every single foodstuff that we use, whether it's a food, even an herb that we use. Certainly that's part of the testing protocol that we go through. And this commitment that we have, this support we have for the local community, the local farming community, really helps them. And then, of course, they have a resource to sell to us. So we're always looking for small family farms to be part of this family of growers that helps us create our food state nutrients. And it's really a great relationship between us and them. And it's something that we have been doing for a long, long time and continue, want to continue doing, certainly into the future.
Well, I'm certain that you need better or more and more supplies. And it sounds like that we're having more and more suppliers. So the movement is synergistic, isn't it?
It sure is. And it's when people find out that we're actually supporting these small family farms, whether they be in their neighborhood or certainly somewhere, you know, maybe in another state, but certainly within the United States, it's really, people look up and they say, wow, that's really admirable of you as a company to do that, because it would be easier to sort of get this from where everybody else gets their fruits and vegetables, where they're really not as, really not paying attention as much to things like contaminants, whether they be genetically modified organisms or pesticides and herbicides or heavy metals and things of that nature. So the fact that we have this relationship, we really appreciate our farmers. Many of them we've had on for quite a long time. And as you say, we're always looking for other growers, because we know as the popularity of mega food increases and as the demand for our products increases, obviously we're going to need more and more of a supply as well.
Well, I'm glad to see it growing. What's old again is new again, and we're back to where farms were in the earlier part of our country. And then we took a dive when the industrial farms were born and took over. Talk just a little bit about the industrial farms, and then let's also talk about more how you do the testing for, you know, purity and potency.
So the idea behind the industrial farms really came out of trying to feed the increasing population in America. And so on the surface, it's a good idea, right? Having more food for the increasing number of individuals as the United States began to grow and multiply, and especially, you know, with the baby boomer age, there's a lot more births taking place right after World War II, and growing into the mid-60s, there was this huge growth in population, and so there needed to be a steady food supply. However, the problem is when you are sacrificing quality for the sake of quantity, then you start to, you know, it's real easy to sort of cut corners. And when you're talking about using one crop in one field over and over and over again, you're really not doing what nature does. In nature, you know, you have in nature things where you can, if you have a certain crop and you grow it for a season, then you then grow a different crop to enrich that soil so that you're not depleting that soil of the nutrients. In fact, there's a time period you should actually just lay the field fallow and not have anything grown on it at all. So the idea of the agribusiness was, I think, initially a good intention, but over a period of time, all you got was this huge production of food coming out, but the nutrient content kept going down and down and down. In fact, as far back as the 1920s and 30s, there's information on record in the government showing that levels of selenium and chromium and trace minerals were really so low in the soil that they weren't providing any nutrient value in the foods that they were producing. So looking at now what we're, as you say, I love the phrase you mentioned, that what's old again is now new again, is the idea that you're looking at these smaller farms, they're really very invested in making sure the quality of the food they're producing is equal to the quantity. In fact, quality is much more important than quantity. But when we take these foods into our facility in Derry, New Hampshire, we're looking at making sure that it's free of, as I mentioned before, heavy metals, microbial content that would be detrimental to for human consumption. We're looking at testing. We're testing for herbicides and pesticides. We actually third-party test for that. We use a lab out in California that is expert in testing for Prop 65 testing. And Prop 65 is the mandate in California talking about lead content in foods and in nutritional supplements and the like. And so this lab really has very stringent standards for testing for heavy metals, for herbicides, pesticides, and so we use them. We also test for things like gluten and dairy and soy. Now, you wouldn't think about these things in plant-based foods, but you never know with cross-contamination. Our facility itself has been certified to be CGMP, which means Certified Good Manufacturing Practices. Our practices and protocols, how we quarantine material, how we test the material, the paperwork involved in all of that is third-party certified to keep us honest and to assure the end user that what they're getting, the food that they're getting in the supplements, are of the highest quality and highest nature. And we've also recently become certified not only in kosher certification, but also we have a vegan line. And more of our products we're certifying and verifying as vegan. So if you're looking at our formulas, and you're looking at the connection with food, and especially plant-based food, you're wanting to look at quality. So we're sourcing from these small family farms to provide quality, but then we're testing to assure that there are no contaminants in there, nothing that individuals might be concerned about that could be detrimental to their health.
You know, that's a lot to take in, but it's impressive. I think, validates the safety of supplements. You know, we get this question all the time, buddy. Well, they're really not FDA approved, and supplements are approved in under the food laws. Otherwise, we'd have to go through multi-million dollars every time somebody altered a formula from a B complex without C to a B complex with C. It's just not reasonable. And the question we ask when we talk about supplement safety is, where are the bodies? You know, how dangerous are supplements? And I bring this up a lot because it's a pet peeve. Our listeners probably have heard me talk about this. The number of deaths a year from medications, which is considered significantly underreported right now, although that's improving, but the number of deaths is 160,000 to 190,000 a year. And supplements are 0 to 10, and it's usually toddlers getting mom's iron pills. So we have this safety, and the body also only absorbs, you know, higher levels of what it needs if it's deficient, and less if it's not. So we have this homeostatic regulation mechanism that helps to keep us safe, and medications really don't have that homeostatic regulation. But there is a difference among supplement companies as to how particular they are on the sources for their supplements, on how they're tested, and the certifications. So I'm glad you went over that.
Absolutely. We're very proud of our quality assurance and quality control. We're very proud of our third-party certifications and verifications. Recently, the non-GMO project, we were verified as a non-GMO project by the non-GMO project as being a facility that can handle non-GMO contained foods and substances, and also that our products are non-GMO. It's very important to us that people have the utmost confidence in taking a formula, that it will do what it's designed to do, and that it will not harm you in the process with any contaminants that should not be in that formula.
Well, very wise. I'd like to talk a little bit more in the next segment about the non-GMO versus GMO because, you know, it's an ongoing controversy, and so I think we should cover it. For those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we'll be back after this break with more information from Buddy Ojeda. And we're talking about local sustainable food systems, supplements from those local sustainable food systems. And then at the end, we're going to talk about back-to-school nutrient formulas. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Too much sugar in your body does more than add unwanted pounds. These sugar molecules bombard your body's cells, bonding with fats and proteins in a process known as glycation. And the end result leads to health issues that age your body. That's why so many people have jumped on the vitamin B6 bandwagon. B6 blocks the end products of glycation. Life Extension's paradoxal 5-phosphate is a bioactive form of vitamin B6. It enters your body ready to work. So do yourself a favor before you get 1 minute older. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's Paradoxal 5-Phosphate.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember, Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next week, tune in for Kevin's interview on understanding the teenage brain. I think that's going to be an excellent discussion. Now, our guest today is Megafood's Buddy Ojeda, and our topic has been, we've covered local sustainable food systems, and then we went into supplements, and we will go on to back-to-school nutrient formulas. But right now, we want to touch on this GMO versus non-GMO. You may be aware of the controversies, and right now, labeling's not required, although it is in many other countries, and maybe Buddy can tell us more about that. But what we want to understand is, should they be labeled? I think yes. Are they harmful? It certainly looks that way, and it's information. The industry is saying if you label, it makes people suspicious, and really, there's no problem at all. They're totally safe. So, Buddy, you take this subject and fill it out for us.
Yeah, you know, there was a time, it was a little bit before my time, but I believe back in the 40s and 50s when there were commercials about cigarettes, for example, and the health-promoting benefits of cigarettes. I've seen some of those on YouTube and, you know, retrospective documentaries about the health and wellness of our society. And it is amazing to me today, as a man, you know, here in 2013, thinking, I can't believe that they actually talked about this in a health-promoting way. But they did.
Well, you're talking to somebody who remembers those ads, Buddy.
Okay. Well, and so the idea is, that just because there's not any concrete evidence or overwhelming evidence at the time doesn't mean that something is just assumed to be safe. You can't just assume that if you come up with something that is not found in nature. You know, essentially, genetically modified organisms are a way to increase the crop number, the number of yield in a crop, by splicing a gene from, say, one organism and another and embedding it into a tomato, for example, to keep it away from whatever, locusts, who knows. And the idea is that you get more tomato and less spoilage and less, higher yield of crop. The problem with that is that the genetically modified organism, this is coming out of the biotech industry, and not that biotech industry is bad. You know, they have provided us with some helpful things along the way. But when we talk about foods and things that we ingest, and then, as you mentioned, this hesitation to label things for fear that it's going to create some sort of concern or panic, that to me doesn't make sense. If you look at some of the statistics, over 91% of all Americans want foods want the foods to be labeled GMOs if they're genetically modified organisms. They want that labeling on their food. And right now, if you're looking at the current food crop, over 80% of all conventionally processed food is actually GMO. You know, you talk about soy, you talk about corn, you talk about all these staples in the diet. So the idea that, well, these folks saying it's safe, there's no need to label, there's no need to really concern, I'd rather know and make my own decision. And if I'm going to eat that corn that's been genetically modified, at least I know. But let me make that decision, not you, the producer of this particular crop.
Yeah, you make the case very well. And I like your connection, the analogy with cigarette smoking. It may take decades to understand truly what the GMO crops have accomplished over time. Human beings, because our lifetime is longer, we don't show the effects always until multi-generations, and that's due to epigenetics. Which we talk about on the show, that what one generation does affects multi-generations forward. And that's good and bad, positive and negative. We have a lot of power in what's going to happen to our future generations. And I think we have an obligation there. So saying something safe right now doesn't really have a lot of meaning. Do we really know and have the data to say that genetically modified organisms are okay, that they're really okay long-term? What kind of long-term studies have they done? Do you happen to know, buddy?
I don't. No, I don't know that there have been. It's not been around long enough in the in our society for them to actually study this. It's not like you have a 10, 20, 30-year study. You can look back and say, oh, yeah, these are safe and this is fine. So no, that's part of the concern, that it's not been around long enough and tested well on longevity, you know, populations and do longevity studies to see, okay, this individual who's been taking or consuming genetically modified foods 30 years out doesn't seem to be any sicker or any worse off than someone who didn't. And that's part of the problem.
Yeah, so we don't have the data, and it reminds me of the industry that produces pesticides and chemicals. And these man-made chemicals don't require testing. And this is a big deal right now. Congress has been trying to reverse, get rid of, or alter the 1976 Toxic Substances Control Act, which I call the Protect the Manufacturers of Chemicals Act. And, unfortunately, no people didn't know that. And yet those pesticides are labeled. When used as directed, the product is safe. And the EPA has been going after them saying, you can't prove that. You have no data. If they don't test, how can they say that? And so I see a pattern in how we have done things in the past. And I'm not confident that we have changed enough that we can say, yeah, I trust that. I trust what the government's told us. And I will say, in defense of the EPA, they have really come out trying to get this changed. But it seems to me the power is in the public, Bisphenol A is a good example. So many people said, look, many countries have banned it. We're looking at the data. We don't like it. We don't want it. Now the manufacturers are saying, please ban it because we're not using it. And we're tired of having to tell people we don't use it, that it's BPA free. How do you like that?
And it's become part of the common lexicon, hasn't it? Because now when moms and dads are going to buy the bottles for their young ones, their sippy cups and all that, they're looking at the BPA-free bottles. It's become, even those that are not well-versed in this industry, are becoming more aware, and that's a good thing. Healthy skepticism, I think it's healthy and really empowering to a society like ours. And I think it's not that you need to always feel that the government is out to get you, but the idea that you don't necessarily take what they say, you know, as gospel is also a good thing. Check and verify, as they say in the news industry, right?
Yes, trust and verify. We are improving, but it just takes so long. And I find it interesting that the public can get things happening more quickly. Environmental Working Group is one of the major groups, but there are numerous groups that maybe, you know, some are focusing on one aspect of this whole issue of what we put into our bodies, what we put on our bodies, what's in the environment, et cetera. So glad we covered this. It's an important subject. Let's talk about, sort of begin the discussion of back-to-school nutrient formulas, and we'll finish it in the next and final segment. So what's important in getting back to school?
Well, you know, nutritional needs vary. They vary by age, by gender, by diet, by the living conditions that you're currently under, any stress that you might be under. And for kids, particularly with school, you know, people getting back to school. My kid went back to school a week and a half ago, and I know it's different in different parts of the country. Up in the Northeast, it's right after Labor Day. But the idea that children often are in really huge need for things like immune support and antioxidant support and support for growing bodies like bones and teeth. And so when you're looking at that, you're wanting to look at formulas that focus on those things, whether they be kids 5 to 10 or teenagers, say 13 to 18, maybe even young adults in their early 20s. But really, you have to focus their specific needs, and the needs of kids will always surround the things that I mentioned about the immune, you know, health and growth, bone density, making sure that they have enough energy to get through their day and the activities. And so the formulas that we have at MegaFood, they're depending on which formula we're talking about. Well, we have multivitamins, we have specific B-complex formulas, we have vitamin D formulas, we have a multi for teenagers, and also we have a probiotic formula, all of which we can discuss in the next break if you'd like, specifically for the need that I just mentioned.
Right, and they do vary. What's interesting, another one of my pet peeves, I need to have a list running, is that teenagers, adolescents, are treated like they're big kids or small adults, and it's a tremendous growth hormone change that's going on. And some writers and some researchers have said, look, their needs are more like a pregnant woman's needs than a big kid. That change is huge in growth. And then it starts to pan out, you know, in the 20s to the mid-20s, and of course changes as people get older. So we'll cover this part of the topic in the final segment. And if you have tuned in, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living. Here on 1500 AM, I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour. And we've been talking with Buddy Ojeda, and we covered local sustainable food systems, supplements we began talking about, and now we're talking about back-to-school nutrient formulas. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
MegaFood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. MegaFood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet,
Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we are diligent in trying to expose you to a lot of good information all about you and your health. And a reminder, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next week, Kevin will talk about understanding the teenage brain. Now, our guest today is Megafood's Buddy Ojeda, and our topic that we covered very well, local sustainable food systems, and then supplements from local sustainable food systems. And now we've been covering the topic of back-to-school nutrient formulas and what kind of formulas for what age child. And we look at formulas for age, stage, and gender. So, Buddy, let's talk about that.
Right. So just like we look at adults and look at the various formulas for adults and where do you start, it's always a good idea to start with a comprehensive multivitamin and mineral formula, even for a child. And when I say a child, I'm talking about 5 and older, someone going into kindergarten or maybe going in first grade, the formative years of schooling and learning. And our Kids One Daily from Megafood really is optimal. It's a small mini tab that contains over 24 essential vitamins and minerals, and these include some of the B vitamins for energy, also vitamin A, the beta-carotene form of vitamin A, vitamin C as well, B12, and in addition to that, we have in there, for example, zinc and chromium because of the concern for blood sugar regulation, making sure that if there are any sugary snacks that the child is consuming throughout the day, unbeknownst to the parent, at least that some of that blood sugar is being regulated by the benefit of that. And then the zinc is obviously very beneficial for overall immune support in the body. In addition to those 24 nutrients, we also have, because we're a whole food supplement company, what we call our Farm Fresh Fruit Blend. So it's a blend of oranges, wild blueberries, and cranberries. It should provide lots of great antioxidants and bioflavonoids and proanthocyanidins and phenolic compounds. So really good overall to to have in a diet, and hopefully the kids are eating more fruits and veggies, but at least they're getting some in this formula. And then finally, to round out the kids one daily, we also put in a small amount of digestive enzymes. This is your amylase, your protease, your lipase, and cellulase to help break down fats, proteins, carbs, and things of that nature. So it's a one-a-day, it's an herb-free formula. There are no herbs in this because obviously they're concerning herbs with kids. You know, that should be something you should work with your healthcare provider, whether they should be taking a specific herb for a specific condition. Here you're talking about nutrients, food, and also enzymes, and it's really simple. And what's also important, I should say, Dana, is that what it does not contain. No artificial colors, flavors, food coloring of any kind, no pesticides, herbicides, GMO-free, gluten-free. It's a really safe and really easy to take for anyone, any child over the age of 5.
Well, that sounds good, and I like that. I like what it doesn't have. That list can be longer of what it doesn't have than what it does have, because there's so many things that we do want to avoid in supplements for all ages.
Absolutely. Now, there's for some kids who need some additional help with, say, focusing and concentration. Mine happens to be one of those kids. He really benefits from more B complex vitamins, and there's a specific formula in addition to the kids' multi that we call Kids B Complex. And what it contains are a number of B vitamins, B1, B2, B3, all the way down to B12, along with the zinc and chromium for the same benefits I mentioned to you before, respectively, immune support and blood sugar regulation. But then we have specific herbs in here, and these herbs are intended to promote calmness and more focus, mental acuity, and mental alertness. So Bacopa monnieri, which is really used in Ayurvedic medicine a lot, Indian medicine. Bacopa has traditionally been used for supporting brain health and specifically the focusing and concentration necessary for kids in school. Lemon balm is part of the mix as well. Lemon balm is very effective at calming an active body. You know, the jitteriness often that the kids might feel, maybe a little anxiousness, a little nervousness, first day of school, in a new environment. Lemon balm is very common. It's calming. It's also known as melissa. People might know it by that name more so. It's very calming to the body, but it won't sedate. And then the third herb that's in part of this mix is L-theanine. Actually, it's a substance found in decaffeinated green tea, but theanine is a component of green tea that, once again, promotes more alpha wave production. And so it's the mental state where you're alert, you're calm, but you're not fidgety, and you're certainly more focused. And so those three components, along with the different B vitamins that we just mentioned, are part of this Kids B Complex, the kids who just need a little extra help with focusing and concentration.
Well, very good. What about those adolescents and their needs?
Well, we have what's called Alpha-Tune, which is vitamins and minerals in higher amounts, because we're obviously looking at kids that are older and that are heavier in weight, so need more nutritional support, plus also our whole food concentrates, so the oranges, the blueberries, the cranberries, along with digestive enzymes. And this is a little bit more. This is a 3-a-day instead of a 1-a-day, but usually kids do really well with this. Even if they're only taking 1 or 2 a day, they're getting some additional support. In addition to that, most kids tend to have digestive issues. Mine is one of those. That from when he was a baby, he has digestive issues. He tends to be a little sluggish in his digestive system. So we have our Kids and Us Megaflora. It's our probiotic formula specifically designed for kids. The CFU count, colony-forming unit, is 5 billion. You're talking about 14 different strains of very compatible probiotics that work well with each other, that are acid-stable, so you can literally swallow them with no enteric coating. And they support digestive health, immune support, regularity, all of that is really a benefit of the Kids and Us Megaflora. And once again, just to add on to the immune support, kids vitamin D3. D3, as we know, is great because of its ability to support immune health, bone health, mood, and all of that. So we have a specific kids vitamin D3, which is 600 IU. The new standards have been set out about a year ago, how much kids should be taking. And so that we have as well to support immune health.
Now, what is the name of the multiple that's 3 a day?
The Alpha Teen. So it's for teenagers, basically age 13 to age 18.
I like the name.
Yeah.
Very
like
clever. Any other suggestions for immune support, you know, with getting back to school?
Well, you know, the idea is that if you're consuming foods that are going to really be a burden on the body, anytime the body has to carry extra burden, meaning more toxins, more things that it has to filter out, that's really going to take away from your immune system. And so this has been shared many, many times, but if you're loading your kids up with processed foods, foods that are loaded with sugar and chemicals, indirectly, that will put a burden on the body and open themselves up to much more in the way of immune issues. So if you can limit that to the best of your ability, and I know it's sometimes difficult. You know, we pack our kids' lunch, but we do that by design. We purposely do that. There are places where basically the child is left to eat whatever the school offers, and sometimes it's not the healthiest of offerings. So however you can limit that and also supplement with as some of the supplements that we just talked about, really is the best way to support your child. And the wonderful thing about kids is if they get sick, often they recoup better quickly. I've seen my kid get over a cold literally in a day, and it's because their bodies are still pretty fresh and clean, and if something hits them, that, you know, it hits them hard, but then they get over it. You give them a few homeopathics if you need to, give them some probiotics, and usually they're back on their feet in no time.
Well, those are good recommendations. Do you have any additional tips for our listeners? We always like them to come away from the show with something they can do right then, something they can use.
Yeah, I would mention that if they went on the MegaFood website, megafood.com, there are lots of information pieces in there. There's information on health and wellness. There's information on the company. There are videos specifically about what we do and how we do it. And understand that we're a company that offers a number of nutritional formulas, whether they be for kids, for young adults, for seniors. We have specific formulas for thyroid, for prostate, for adrenals. We have, of course, the digestive enzymes and probiotics we talked about. Just understand that if you're wanting to look for information, it's out there. If you go to megafood.com, you'll find lots of that information, and it's really easy to digest. We don't, you know, overspeak. We give you in plain, simple English that's really simple to understand.
Well, that's important, and lay people get confused sometimes. And simplicity is wonderful, and they can go further if they want to learn more about individual nutrients. There's a lot of information available. So I want to thank you, Buddy, for being with us. You always give us good information, and the show is always very interesting. So we'll have you back and discuss maybe this topic again or some of the many other topics where you have the expertise. So thank you.
Dan, it's been my pleasure. Thanks so much.
And I want to thank you listeners for joining us as you do on Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. And this is a reminder that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And as I think about it and as our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day and every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. So please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.